Here we are again. It's Wednesday morning.
Oh, John, that can mean only one thing.
Yeah, she's here with her leggings. She's here with her Gauss champagne. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Beverly Macca!
Oh, holy!
The Mac is back. The return of the Mac.
We're going from Beverly Macca to Beverly Hills.
Oh, no way!
The real Beverly Hills. In fact, we're going to Hollywood because this man has the Hollywood sign in his backyard.
Oh, do you know, I think I know who you might mean. Give us another clue. Give us a clue.
I'll give you the clue. What else? He's Scottish.
Ah, yep.
He's tight.
That's what I've heard, anyway. Tell you what. Well, nothing has ever been said about me. It is the wonderful and gorgeous Mr. Ross King.
Oh, well, yes!
Good morning, Ross King, live from Hollywood.
Good morning. I'm here tighter than ever.
Tell me, though, Ross, I'm just thinking, you know, with you obviously living in L.A., La La Land, and being sort of one of the faces over there, you're dead conscious about sort of what you eat and looking after yourself. Do you never feel like a really good scram? You know, like a deep-fried Mars bar or something like that, you know?
Well, we know the story about that, isn't it, Ross? Tell them what you did. You had your deep-fat fryer flown in from Scotland, didn't you?
I did. It's a great thing. When you move to LA, you discover that your lawnmower and your dishwasher are actually people. So my deep fat fryer is actually a lovely lady called Marge from just outside Glasgow. The great thing is that I do still absolutely hanker for that. The great thing is when I go home to Glasgow, the first thing I have is sliced sausages, mashed potatoes, and baked beans. That's my favourite. It's still my favourite. But yeah, definitely out here. But I think also because the weather just is so lovely all the time, you do want to eat, funnily enough, you do want to eat a bit more healthily. I mean, not quite lick a lettuce, but actually, here's funny, this is how I've gone to LA. After this, I'm going straight to my Pilates class.
Oh, get in, please.
Dita Von Teese is in my, you know, the burlesque girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you. You pecked up.
You should have seen that.
Oh, suddenly your interest is out about Hollywood.
Go on.
You've fallen asleep then, Ross. And now you've said burlesque. Suddenly, all right. Tell us a bit about that.
Talking of burlesque.
Do tell. Dita Von Teese.
Dita Von Teese. And she wears the red lipstick. You know, whenever you see those photographs all with that bright red lipstick, she actually wears that bright red lipstick in the Pilates class too.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've joined in too, it seems. Wrong not to, really.
Oh, don't change, Ross. Don't change. Yeah. Talking about his deep fat fry, you know what happens in Hollywood, don't you? 6 o'clock, like their time.
Oh,
the news reports, KTLA and all that stuff. And they say, haze, they say. There's, you know, they have smog. Smog it is. Deep fat fryer frying up. It's like, you know, it's honestly. Clooty dumplings, Ross.
Clooney dumplings. Oh, Clooty dumplings.
Clooty dumplings.
Sorry,
yeah.
From the Trossachs to Tinseltown.
Exactly.
I love it.
Can't touch you for it.
I love it. Yeah. And listen, obviously the boys, we've talked about it before, but, you know, as I say, I have at the back of my place, that, you know, my big takeaway sign, the one-way takeaway sign.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what you've got out the back window of your place, Ross.
Actually, as I'm speaking to you right now, guys, I just lean to the side, and I'm genuinely doing this, I can see the Hollywood sign.
Go away, no.
From his back window.
Ross, do you know, if we just lean to one side outside and look outside our window, we can see the bins.
It's not quite the same, that, is it?
And the ventilation shaft for the Mercy Tunnel.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Showbiz. You see, you think you're the kiddie over there in LA. Showbiz. You've never seen showbiz until you've been to Birkenhead, mate.
We'll have you over.